Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Yesterday, law enforcement officers killed in North Carolina. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Three of them being with the U.S. Marshal Service. One with the Charlotte-Mecklenburg police. And another was injured. This was during an investigation from the U.S. Marshals Task Force in East Charlotte. Now, there's still information that will come out, what was actually happening, what we know about the serving of this warrant, which is a lot of what this task force does. They approached a home and a 39-year-old shooting, hitting several officers. There were also other officers who were injured as this person was firing on police. We forget it's the job, right? We forget the difficulties of the job. I am going to relate this to a commentary from Doug Carter, who's the superintendent of the Indiana State Police. His interview with me yesterday and Tony Katz today got picked up by those in Indianapolis media and is now growing. My gosh, they had snipers at Indiana University. You have to hear Doug Carter discuss it. Because that guy is outrageously honest. You can agree, disagree, you can do all the things. And to Tony Cook's credit over the Indy Star, while they used the cheap headline, which might not have been him, right? It's very often when you write a piece, you aren't necessarily writing the headline. These things are done by editors and others in a lot of ways, in a lot of places. I don't, for example, write the headlines for me at WIBC. I don't do that. I do this part, and then other people engage in the writing, and somebody else might do the headlines or punch it up, etc. Just using it as an example. Not throwing anybody under the bus. I have no issues. If I did, I'd say so, but I'd probably say so privately. But he did at least, Tony Cook, give the information and what the superintendent said. But what is everybody running with? Snipers on IU. Well, no, it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't. It is the seriousness of the job. Not that the job shouldn't be looked at, not that the job shouldn't be questioned from time to time, not that the job couldn't be done better. I'm talking about that, about policing overall. I'm also talking about that, about the person who serves me the fries overall. I'm talking about that in a multiplicity of jobs, and yes, probably yours. You review it. Could have been done better. The only people who think they do it perfectly every single time are those who attend IU and Columbia and NYU. Everybody's part of these bigoted, nonsense, America-hating protests, which are violent, by the way. Oh, I know some people are going to get angry. Not you. Some people are going to get angry on social media. Of course, that's where you're going to get angry. That's what you do. If you're preventing somebody from walking, if you're screaming from the river to the sea, everything about those moments is meant to intimidate. We allow that on a college campus? Wait till they start doing it to black students. Nah, this is a conversation about force. I will get to that. The story here in Charlotte, we'll get more on that as the days go on. An absolutely horrible story. But I wanted you to hear my conversation with Doug Carter, and that is coming up next. Tony Katz. That is me, by the way. 93 WIBC, good morning.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
I spoke with Doug Carter, the superintendent of the Indiana State Police, yesterday. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Great to be with you. About Indiana University, you had 33 arrests over the weekend. You have encampments. You have these pro-Hamas protests going on. They're not pro-Palestinian. I will not debate that. I'm saying it as it is and as you know as it is. No such thing as anything that's pro-Palestinian. It is pro-Hamas. It is about the destruction of Israel and destruction of Western culture. We have proven this, and we still can. The acts of violence going on campuses all across America, which are now going to come out of the campuses. It's time to see the world the way it is. And the conversation that I spoke, that I had with Doug Carter started with a question of, who calls if the people at Indiana University need help? Who makes the phone call? I think that's a good place to start. Did the university call you directly, or was it an outreach to the governor that then landed, of course, on your desk?
Hey, Tony, first of all, thanks for having me. It was a direct call from the university to me. And there's been a tremendous amount of coordination and communication with the university, along with other people. But even because of that, there's a lot of false information out there that's really seems to be driving the narrative right now.
Let's talk about what that is. First, you know, in the case of IU, they used to allow people to camp out on what's known the Dunn Meadow there. D-U-N-N is what it's called, Dunn Meadow. And then they changed the rules to not allow it. It used to be allowed, but there was no overnight encampment taking place. Was that change of policy based on a conversation with you or with your team, or was that IU on its own that you know it?
No, that discussion occurred at the university level. That there's always been a rule that would prohibit them from overnight camping there. So, I mean, that's certainly one of the issues, but that's not one that's associated with the ISP protecting people, no matter what their message is.
So you get called in. And it's, hey, we need to move this encampment, and this isn't allowed. You will see people on the left, and you've seen some people on the right saying it is wrong, and how dare you arrest people just because they're anti-Semites, because of what it is they're saying. Has there been any charge from your team about anti-Semitism, or has it been about another specific policy?
No, the message down there is the elation of all Jews. It's very, very clear. We realized that very, very early on. And I think the vast majority of people, Tony, would agree that free and protected speech is very different than hate speech. What I observed on my own was hate speech. And our job is to protect all people. We'll protect people that we don't agree with. But we will not sit idly by when those kinds of things are occurring. And I think there's a lot more to this than what people are understanding.
Talking to Doug Carter, he's the superintendent of the Indiana State Police. I want to kind of get an idea of how you describe hate speech as somebody who is not a believer. There's a difference between the idea of someone being a bigot, a la Louis Farrakhan, versus someone saying death to all Jews. Are you saying that latter is what was happening on the campus of IU in Bloomington, Indiana?
Yes, it absolutely was, and in large part, at least from my perspective, being driven by faculty that were there, the tenured faculty members that were there. And I had personal conversation with several of them, and doing everything I could do to please, please, please understand where we're coming from, why this is important. This encampment cannot be allowed to stay. To please work with us, and we will protect your position as you believe you're protecting the Palestinian people. But what's happening now cannot continue. We will plunge these campuses into complete chaos. And it's happening in other universities around the country literally as we speak today. And it's the minority of people, and I appreciate their voice, but I don't appreciate the rhetoric and the intent to kill all Jewish people.
The rhetoric part that you're speaking of, and you mentioned that it's being supported by professors at IU. Now, when I discuss that, I mean, I know that it's true and it's clear, and we see photographic evidence and we see video evidence. You're the superintendent of the Indiana State Police saying it. I know you a little bit, sir. And we've had many a conversation. Are you crossing the line from the job description into the political, or is this you having a discussion of what it is other people are instigating and how that's a problem for your team?
No, I should never cross that line, Tony, and I won't. As I said, we'll defend people's speech that we might not agree with. It's not whether or not we agree with it. That's got nothing to do with it. But our job is to maintain some type of a civilized existence in a civilized society, whether we agree or disagree. But we have a responsibility to all people, to all the people on campus, to all of the vote, to all of the voices. And it was important for me to be there directly. Some of the faculty that I had engaged with were very, very pleasant. They were very polite. Some of them were absolutely not. And all I wanted to do was to ask them to please slow this down. Let's figure out a way where we can coexist here. And I think that there's a way. But they wanted no part of that. There was no part of that.
And, but in your view, there were professors and administrators at Indiana University who were helping to gin up the students or coordinate these protests and certainly push what you consider to be the rhetoric about killing Jews, like myself, that is unacceptable.
Yes, that's correct. And I believe that they could have slowed this down had they chosen to. Based on the number of people that were there. There were a lot of people on the peripheral side of this, Tony, that were very supportive, but they wouldn't approach us to talk about it because they were afraid. That in itself sends a very strong message about the civility and incivility of what we were actually witnessing.
Now, the conversation continued, and you can find it all at WIBC.com, about were there or were there not snipers in positions at IU? To which Superintendent Doug Carter is very clear. These were overwatch positions. His words, overwatch positions. But he is very aware of how it could have looked to others. He gives a full description and a full conversation of, here's what we learned, here's what we could have done better. Now, there's a question as to whether or not they did anything wrong at all. What better had to be done? This is a conversation of damned if you do and damned if you don't. If they didn't have all the people in all the places and more violence had broken out, and if problems had occurred because the unhinged got more unhinged, he would be told that he didn't have enough people in place and the right people in place in the right places to keep students safe. But, oh my gosh, there's a sniper. You mean like when I go to a concert at Cambridge or lots of other places? That full podcast is available at WIBC.com. Head to the podcast center and you can get it. Now, we still break up the morning show and the midday show as separate podcasts. I think that's going to come to an end, Producer Carl. That's been a conversation. Everything, whoop, one place. One-stop shopping for TK. You get your morning show, you get your nationally syndicated midday show, and you can get a bowl of soup. All one spot. Oh, I should be selling soup. Soup sounds good. Yeah, I think we have some soup. Well, it's morning, so we call it cereal. That's all it is. Cereal is nothing more than morning soup. It's all there at WIBC.com. Check out the interview. My thanks to Doug Carter, superintendent of the Indiana State Police.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Whenever I'm out a-wandering, chasing a rainbow dream, I often stop and think about a place I've never seen.
Today on the Marketplace, a rare Coach Bob Knight figure. There's a reason, and it's missing a hand. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. During the breaks, as we're getting ready to come back from commercial, other things, I'm often trying to just clear my head. And I clear my head by going to Facebook Marketplace and looking at the weirdo stuff or the interesting stuff. Today, we have a very rare Bob Knight doll, Matt Bear. This is special.
Oh.
According to the description, it is either made of porcelain or clay or something.
Kind of mystery material. Yep, Bob Knight.
It was made by Treasure Me Dolls, which is now out of business. This person has the original signed certificate and receipts with an article about the dolls, and it comes with an extra pair of pants and sleeve.
Oh, you could dress it like a Barbie.
Right? So it's Bob Knight and the gray hair and the red sweater and the blue pants and sneakers. And it's like if Chucky had a friend who wasn't too into Chucky, but every now and then had a beer with him, that's this doll.
This would make a great Mother's Day gift.
Oh, no. The doll is missing its right hand.
Oh, come on. That's not the general.
I put the picture up on X. It is there along with the link over to Facebook. It is missing its right hand. And it has the certificate of authenticity. It has the article. It has the original receipt. It has an extra pair of pants.
Why does it need a certificate of authenticity?
Because people fake the Bob Knight dolls all the time.
Oh, okay. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
On the pants.
Oh, good Lord.
On the extra pair of pants, on the back side, it literally reads, on the pants, stenciled onto the pants, bury this side, this end up. The famous Bob Knight quote. March 12th, 1994 is the date. Oh, only $600 are best offer.
No, that's good. That seems reasonable to me.
Nothing says support your IU basketball fan like a very rare Bob Knight doll missing a right hand.
$600, but that's after they knocked off a couple of bucks because it's missing a hand. So
I think that's what makes it more expensive.
Oh, because that makes it an antique. Yeah.
No, actually, more true to life. People don't know this. Bob Knight did not have a right hand.
I remember seeing him with a hook one time.
That didn't happen.
Okay.
You don't make fun of Bob Knight.
Oh, excuse me.
Go apologize. Right. How dare you?
I am sorry to everybody, all Hoosier right. fans. Excuse me.
The doll is there. The doll is there. And, of course, it's out of Carmel. Because only in Carmel is this worth $600.
Yeah, they can pay it.
I am so going to make an offer on this. For the new studio? Like in the background? How is that not the thing to do?
If you are buying this doll, you are doing way too well right now.
Well.
Way too good.
Yeah. Or I've just thrown caution to the wind.
You just don't care anymore.
Right. It's all going to burn. Might as well have a Bob Knight doll missing a hand.
Buy it, then take it to every appearance you go to.
Absolutely.
Down, you know,
just sit there. Nothing says I've hit the big time. I think it's like an 18-inch doll. Bob Knight doll with a missing hand. It is on the Facebook Marketplace. If you would like to buy this for the IU basketball lover in your life, it is there. On the Marketplace. Sponsorships now available. Seriously, somebody has like a shipping packing store that, like, look what we're talking. It's a perfect mix. What are we even waiting for? Call now. Operators are standing by. Matt Bear, stand by. Someone might call.
Yeah, Carl, what are we doing?
Right. You guys are on it. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m.
So there's this OnlyFans creator who is claiming that the Biden administration offered her cash to engage some positive talk about Ketanji Brown Jackson, the Supreme Court Justice, when she was the nominee. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. It took place on a podcast where this woman, Farah Khalidi, I think that's how I pronounce her last name, was asked to boast about Ketanji Brown Jackson to her fans, tens of thousands on social media via OnlyFans and TikTok, after Brown Jackson was nominated. And her quote is, "I was doing full-on political propaganda." To the extent that there's nothing new about this, I think that's accurate. I don't think there's anything new about administrations reaching out in places to try and get positive press, reach out to people where they are. To reach out on OnlyFans, well...
Yes, 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 yes!
That's something. I bring it up not because I'm not... the level of surprise does not exist. This is one of those double standard kind of stories where if the Trump administration had done... You're already there. I didn't have to tell you? Okay. And that's just it. But I think there can be a question, if we take a step back, exactly how desperate is the Biden administration that they needed a woman getting naked to tell her fans, hey, Ketanji Brown Jackson is really great? The follow-up would be, why did they feel that way? And why did they feel that this was the avenue? And who suggested it? And did anybody say, hey, what does she do? Oh, she's on TikTok. Did anybody take a look at what she does on TikTok? Did anybody ask what else she does? What level of vetting goes into this? Is where we're going to put pressure or ask and maybe put dollars. Because very often these things involve dollars in payment. Isn't there a whole thing? He's a 21-year-old, a 22-year-old Harry something, or a Sisson. And he is this outraged leftist. You know, he's a white man, so he's chock full of privilege. That's how we talk, right? That's how we do. And he's always screaming about how great Biden is, how terrible Trump is. And then there was a story out last week about follow the money. Well, why is there a surprise? There's always a follow the money. The only guy who doesn't have a follow the money is me, and I'm trying to figure out how to get it done. All I want is for someone to be able to follow the money. Look at that. Look at what Katz is doing. Except if it was me, I'd tell you. I'd say it out loud. I think it's interesting that I don't think it's a lie. It would be a weird thing to make up. But I would ask, why did they feel the need through any medium to try and convince America that Ketanji Brown Jackson was worthwhile? There was a question as to whether or not she could get more than 50 votes in the Senate for her confirmation. The fact that on the court, she has proven that there's really a lack of research and mindfulness happening. Well, that goes without saying. Her actions on the court prove that. But I don't think there was a question about whether or not she was going to get confirmed. I don't recall.